The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's episode is Ask Bill, and this is where I answer specific real estate investing questions received from you during the month from emails, in-person conversations, phone calls, or through online portals such as BiggerPockets.com and Quora. But before we get started, I want to say happy 200th episode! Yay! That's right. This is the 200th episode of the Old Dogs REI Network. I can't believe it. 200 episodes. I mean, we got to do something special for this. I don't know what, but I mean, this is great. And you know what? And we really have you to thank for that. If you guys weren't listening, we wouldn't have come this far. So I just want to thank you guys again for listening and being a part of our network here. Hopefully, there is a wealth of information here that you can tap into on a regular basis. Go back, look at the episodes. You can scan through. There's articles, there's resources, all kinds of free information that will help you in your real estate investing efforts. And on this 200th episode, I just want to recommit myself to our reason for being here. First off, we're the only real estate investing podcast committed to serving those who are 50 years of age and older. We're going to stay on that commitment there, even though we welcome all you youngsters out there as well, you know, hopefully you can learn from us old dogs. And we also want to address those special needs and challenges of old dogs. Some of you that are approaching retirement, some that are in retirement, but maybe are lacking the funds. So we're going to always look at the specific needs and challenges in this community and maintain, again, our motto since day one, and that is that cash flow is king. You know, one of the things I'm going to ask you guys, I'd love if you guys just send me a quick little note. I would love to hear, first off, you know, how you feel about the show. What do you like? What don't you like? How can we improve? Maybe there's some guests or topics that you'd like us to see have here. So gosh, we'd love to get your feedback because we want to make the show, just the number one real estate investing podcast choice for you. Okay, well, let me jump into my Ask Bill question. We only have two questions today because my second question is going to be pretty lengthy because it's a great question. We have two questions, and they both kind of zero in on a similar topic, and that's kind of living a minimalist lifestyle. So let's start with question number one. Someone wants to know, or they ask, how can you buy land and retire without a lot of money? Well, this is a pretty general question, but obviously one that is important to a lot of folks. So let me answer the question. My answer is simply yes, of course you can. But it really depends on a number of factors and how economical or frugal you're willing to be. Okay, if you're a simple person who is not particularly concerned about where you live and does not require much in terms of personal comforts, you can very easily buy land and live without a lot of money. First, let's look at the land part. This you can get for very cheap. In fact, you can get land for free. That's right. There are still places in the U.S. where you can acquire a nice piece of land for no money at all. I mean, like kind of like Charles Ingalls, you know, in Little House on the Prairie. I mean, homesteading type stuff. There are cities and states that will give you free land, with the only requirement being that you live on the land. So you can't get free land and rent it out. I mean, you got to live on it. You can find out more about this. I go into it in great detail in episode 098 called 16 Places in the U.S. You Can Get Land for Free. That's right. But let's say you don't want to just live somewhere out there where they're giving away free land. You want to be more selective about where you go. Well, you can do that by going to some of the auction sites. You can get land really cheap. Okay, that way. You can pick a city or state based on some of these auction sites, and you can buy land for even less than $1,000. One of my favorite sites is called Bid for Assets. Okay, bid with the number 4, assets, assets.com. Keep in mind, everything I'm mentioning about, they're going to be in the links. There's a lot of links in this episode, so I just go to the show notes and you can get all these links here. But bidforassets.com, in one section is entitled $1 No Reserve Land. In other words, you can bid as a minimum of $1 to buy land. They have another section where you can bid for $1 for houses, okay? So you get the land and the house on it. Now, granted that you may have to do some work on that house, but it is you can still get them, sometimes as low as $1. Most of them go a little bit more than that, but, you know, a couple hundred dollars sometimes for some of these properties. Let's say you do get just the land, though, and it doesn't have a house. You can always acquire a house, ranging from used trailers, prefab houses, mini log cabins, used container homes, even yurts. Okay, I don't know if you know what a yurt is, kind of like the tent that, you know, the nomads used to live in and type thing. You can get those on eBay or Amazon.com, and you can get it on Amazon and you are a Prime member, there'll be free shipping. They can ship your house for free. Yeah, no lie. So if you're a true minimalist, you could buy a tiny house for less than, let's say, $5,000. Yeah, I mean, you can get them for less than that even, but, something decent for $5,000. It's small, but it is, it's got a kitchen, it's got all the stuff, and you can have it shipped to your lot for free. I'm going to have a link in there about 10 amazing tiny houses you can buy on Amazon. That would be sort of the simplest solution. But on the Old Dogs REI Network, we're not just about surviving, but we're also about thriving. I mean, you could just survive on your little land and your little trailer, and you could live on, you know, a minor amount of money, but we want you to be successful. We want you to have extra money to be able to do the things you want to do. So let's get a little more creative here. Now, I don't know if the person writing this question has income, but if that person does, let's say you're receiving Social Security. The average monthly Social Security check is about $1,400. So if they have some savings maybe to acquire a small house, perhaps they can save and acquire another little house to put on the same property or take it out of their savings. If you're really entrepreneurial, you could buy a second house, okay, a tiny house, put it on your lot and rent it out as an Airbnb rental. That's right. You could put that on your little piece of land as well. Even if you charge as little as $25 a night, which is really cheap on Airbnb, and you only rented the house out 50% of the time. Okay, that'll generate an additional $375 in monthly income. Okay, now that's being very conservative. My Airbnb units are booked almost 100% of the time. So you would hope it would be more than that. But let's be creative. Airbnb is a unique portal and people are sometimes looking for unique houses. So let's say you get a teepee or a yurt, as I mentioned, or even construct a hobbit house out of mud and straw. Okay, I know you really think I'm going off the deep end. Or maybe a school bus, a converted school bus. All these things are actually available on Airbnb. And how much would somebody pay for that novelty? Okay, well, there's an article I'm going to have a link to, okay, about a tiny house, and this is in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, somebody put one in their backyard, a little tree house. It rents out for $275 a night. Okay, $275 a night. Why? Because it's that great? No, it's a novelty. It's something that people, it's unusual. And so some of Airbnb's units that command the highest rents are the most unusual. So just a thought, okay? Not only do you, can you survive with very little, but you can also thrive if you get a little bit creative. You could also be a little more enterprising. Let's say you don't want to do the Airbnb. You don't want people coming on your lot or whatever. You could just, as you have learned to acquire land at, cheaply like this, you could start flipping land, okay? It could be something you do from your, as long as you can get an internet connection, you can get a little satellite link up, from your place on your land, you can start flipping land where you don't even have to see the land. You can just flip it. And you can find out more about this on episode 083 we had on flipping raw land. And we had the land geek on there. And he talked all about how you can do this with the minimal amount of investment. So to answer the question, yes, you can acquire and retire for less than you think. Hope that answers your question. Okay, let's move on to question number two. This is the question. Hey there, Bill. I wanted to start out by saying I'm probably not your average old dog listener. I'm a 26-year-old female living in the suburbs of Chicago. Shortly after purchasing my first property last spring in 2017, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and have been hooked on real estate investing ever since. I have always had a knack for entrepreneurial endeavors and eventually would like to spend my life living through Airbnb properties around the world with my minimalist lifestyle. That being said, I'm looking for some advice. I do not have much money to put down, about $30,000 in cash saved, but I'm interested in purchasing my first multifamily apartment complex with my next job move. I am currently applying for positions in alternate parts of the country now. Warmth is a rare sight here in Chicago. That being said, what are your recommendations for moving forward with a multifamily unit to purchase a multifamily to live in and fix up while in my new job? I'm very industrial. How can I obtain a loan for multifamily? My credit is great. Do you recommend a HELOC? What are the first steps, etc.? Thank you in advance, and I greatly appreciate the knowledge you share in your podcast. Thank you, Alex. Well, Alex, okay, this is a loaded question. There's a lot of stuff, and I'll try to cover it as quickly as I can. A lot of factors here. Well, first off, thanks for writing and for listening to the Old Dogs REI Network. Even though you are far from being an old dog, we love having you. We love having your contribution here, and thanks for a great question. First, I can totally relate. When I was single and in my 20s, I got a job with airline benefits and traveled free for as long as I could. Saw 29 countries. And then when I, started running out of money, I would just, I had my guitar with me. I would open up my guitar case. I'd play some songs in a subway somewhere in Europe, and I'd get money to live for another couple of days and a week. Yeah. Well, anyway, that was then, the vagabond life, kind of Jack Kerouac on steroids. Can't say I would do it again. In fact, I'll take room service any day of the week to being woken up in the middle of the night, sleeping on a park bench with a belly club in my stomach by the Gendarme National French police. That was then. This is now. Hey, but it was fun back then, I guess. Anyway, congratulations on your discovery of real estate investing as a means to financial independence. It definitely beats open guitar cases in the subway, okay? It really can be the perfect vehicle to set up and sustain long-term financial independence. With smart planning, you can truly create a passive cash flow stream that will allow you the opportunity to enjoy travel and other endeavors you may love. But keep in mind, the key words here are smart planning. Now, I really can't answer some of your startup questions because everyone's situation is different, okay? You have to do your own assessment and determine which approach is best for you. When I talk about startup, I'm talking about how do you fund it. I'll address some of those in general here. But first off, to really make it work, you need to carefully research and develop your short and long-term investment strategies. Therefore, I'd recommend that you develop certain key skill sets that will set the foundation for successful real estate investing. And this applies to anybody listening. Keep in mind, you do not have to master these skills before you invest, but you should always be focused on developing these skills as you move forward. Here are 10 key skill set areas you'll need to focus on. Number one, a general real estate education. Understanding the successful real estate investor mindset is critical to your own investing success. Read and or listen to key real estate podcasts, read business books, articles, blogs, websites, everything you can get your hands on about real estate investing from a general standpoint. And I'll put some links of some of my favorite sites and places to go in today's notes. And you'll need to develop a good general understanding of just real estate investing. Know the basic vocabulary, key terms, and important criteria and ratios. Number two, market research. To make the best investments and buy right, okay, you'll need to really research and analyze a potential investment market. The ideal investment is in a strong, healthy, and growing market where you can experience equity growth, a strong rental demand, and that will provide you with a steady, solid, reliable, and stable tenant base to rent your properties to, right? Number three, asset protection. Understand the basics of asset protection. If you are going to have renters, you will also be subject to lawsuits or other potential risk. It's just that's just a reality of today's world. So look into setting up a business entity, corporation, or LLC to protect yourself and your investments. Understand how that works, how it will be structured. And also look at insurance. It's not just liability coverage if damage happens to your property, but an umbrella policy to protect you from frivolous lawsuits. Number four, property analysis. Know your numbers. You don't need to be a math whiz, but you know, just basic multiplication, division, subtraction, addition, okay? To understand how to properly analyze properties, okay? Not only financially, but operationally and in its relationship to the market. Number five, financial preparation. You'll need to identify early on where is your money coming from. Now, I know you mentioned you had $30,000. Well, that's great. And we'll go into that a little bit in just a second. You know, you can put these funds, maybe they're in savings, or you can liquidate stocks. You mentioned a HELOC. Yeah, HELOCs are great. If you have equity in your home, you only tap into it as you need it. So you write a check for the amount you need and you only start paying the balance down on that. So it's a great vehicle. I would recommend you set up self-directed IRAs or solo 401ks. Solo 401ks, I think, are excellent because you can have a much larger limit there as to what you can contribute and take out. How much cash will you invest and how will you finance it? How much will you keep in reserves? And reserves are really important. You've got to have that reserve. That's why I say don't spend the full $30,000 that you have. You need to set up, especially if you get LLCs, you're going to have to set up separate bank accounts for your investments. Number six, banking knowledge. If you're going to finance the property, which I would highly recommend for the tax advantages as well as being able to leverage, you need to understand interest rates, points, other charges and terms that will impact your future leverage and refinancing opportunities for your properties. You'll need to know the various funding options out there, conventional mortgage loans, hard money, private money, partnerships, etc. In addition, you might want to either get a pre-approval or a lender commitment before you start looking for properties, because that's going to give you leverage for negotiating. Number seven, due diligence. Once you find a property, you want to make sure it's as good in reality as it is on paper. You need to learn what to look for and how to dig deeper and uncover those little surprises you want to discover before you sign the escrow papers. Develop a due diligence checklist of things to look for with each potential property that you're about to purchase. Number eight, negotiation. If you want the good deals, you'll need to learn the fine art of negotiation. You can be weak in other areas, but if you are a good negotiator, you can still be very successful. Number nine, networking. Real estate is a people and relationship business. The most important real estate investors build a solid team of people that they work with, as well as have large networks and expertise within their networks. Key people in your immediate team and extended network are people like your mentor, attorneys, CPAs, agents, brokers, bankers, investors, inspectors, assessors, contractors, just to name a few. Surrounding yourself with and having access to experts in the various aspects of real estate can help prevent serious mistakes in the future. And number 10, property management. Whether you self-manage or hire an outside property manager, you need to understand effective property management. I will include a link to some great books, websites, and resources that can help you here. But everything from keeping your expenses low to screening tenants, there's a lot to know to successfully manage your real estate investment assets. To me, as an out-of-state investor, this is the biggest aspect of my success. Without good property management or managers in place, your investment efforts have little chance of success. Those are 10 key skills that every real estate investor must know and eventually master. In addition, I would recommend that you listen to my podcast 006 on how to get started in real estate investing. It will provide you with seven steps you need to get started. And finally, once you're comfortable and ready to make that first purchase, you just need to do it. This is the single most difficult step for almost anyone. Now, I'm just going to give you some real general stuff here. Again, you need to research, put all this data together, and then make your decisions. But let's say I'm going to give you a scenario here. If I had $30,000 to invest, I would try to spend as little of that or even none of that if possible. Sure, you can buy a property for $30,000 to get started, but then you have nothing left and you've got to save and save until you can make your next purchase, or maybe you'll have equity in it and you can borrow from that. You could also look at buying properties at, let's say, a $50,000 property by putting 10% down. Now, granted, you've got closing costs too, but you could buy two or three properties like this. But again, it's got to match up with your goal and your objective for the long term. I would try to find properties where the owner will carry back and so that you have a minimal amount you put into it, or try to find investors or even get a grant to cover your down payments. And we've talked about that, and I'm going to have links to some of those resources where you can get a down payment grants. That's right, that will allow you to get in that property for almost nothing. My favorite strategy, I would say, especially as a young single person, is house hacking. That is about the best thing you can do. Find a duplex, triplex, or fourplex. Get a 3.5% down FHA loan, okay? So minimal amount to get in there. Live in one of the units rent-free for a year, okay? After a year, move out and repeat the process until you build up an impressive portfolio of many properties that are generating passive cash flow for you. When you have sufficient income to be financially independent, I would make your financial goal double what you think you need, okay? So, you know, if you think, oh, all I need is $2,000 a month to survive, well, go for $4,000. Once you attain that goal, move out, you got all your properties going, you've got strong management in place, and you can go see the world. Now, if you've done your due diligence and you've selected top property managers, you should have little to be concerned about while you're on the road. But nonetheless, make sure you carve out enough time to regularly communicate, check in with your property managers while you're traveling. If you're open to where you can move again, look for emerging markets, okay? Great states to invest in right now are places like Washington, Idaho, Texas, and Florida. Now, they might be a little pricey. So, you know, maybe for the least expensive homes that are still good markets, okay, where you're going to see a lot of appreciation are places like Michigan, Indiana, Tennessee, and Ohio. And I'll include links to some of my top markets. Overall, Alex, you have the right attitude, and I'm sure you will do great. Don't be overwhelmed by my rather lengthy explanation. I would rather give you too much info than not enough. I want you to be well prepared and to make smart decisions. Hopefully, this answers your question enough to get you started. If not, just dash off another email to me and I'll try to answer it as best I can. Well, that is it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, this is an episode that has a lot of links. So come to our show notes, okay, at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Look for the Ask Bill episode, okay, number 200. Okay, that's a real easy thing to remember. Okay. And you'll be able to access all the information we talked about today. So until next time, hey, happy 200th anniversary. Yeah. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.